This retreat is an annual event organized by the AU. We call it a retreat on the promotion of peace, security, and stability on the African continent. It brings together the AU leadership, the leadership of the regional economic community, the United Nations, Arab League, European Union, and a number of bilateral partners. And then, of course, we invite academics, researchers, representatives of civil society. And the whole idea is first to bridge the gap between practitioners. Second, to facilitate coordination, harmonization among special envoys, among officials working on the same issues on the African continent. And three, it provides a platform for outreach on AU's efforts on peace and security on the continent. This is the fourth edition. We started the retreat in Cairo 4 years ago, and this is the first one being held in Abidjan.
So what significant impact does the AU want this retreat to have on the AU's quest to ensure peace and stability across the countries in Africa?
The impact we are looking at, of course, is one to enhance coordination. As you know, a number of stakeholders are involved in peace efforts on the African continent, and when efforts are not appropriately coordinated, their impact is, of course, weakened. Second is to ensure that AU's efforts and those of our partners coming in support of what Africans are doing are better known to the larger African public. Three is, of course, to trigger a debate among African civil society representatives, African researchers, and other stakeholders on what the AU is doing. What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? So that we can learn also from our mistake. And I believe the retreat afford us that opportunity.
With the meeting that will begin today, what does the African Union see as the prospect of its determination to ensure peace and stability in Africa?
Well, one, I would like to emphasize that we have made tremendous progress over the past decades in dealing with the peace and security challenges on the continent. I think the progress is undeniable. We have moved forward, be it recently in Mali. We have moved forward between Sudan and South Sudan. There are still challenges. There is no doubt about it. We have made progress in Somalia. I'm just taking the most recent cases. At the same time, we are also mindful of the fact that Africa remains the continent that is the most affected by the scourge of conflict. It means that we need to enhance our efforts. We need to review at times some of our modalities of action to make them far more effective than they have been so far. And we are also faced with new challenges arising from armed rebellions, arising from terrorism, from transnational organized crime. So I would say, as much as we recognize that we have made tremendous progress, we are also mindful of the challenges ahead. What are the prospects? I would say the objective, as set by the last AU summit, is to end all armed conflicts on this continent by the year 2020. We are working hard towards it, and hopefully we'll achieve that target.
The AU expressed concern about the unilateral decision of the ABIA to hold a referendum. Do you care to comment briefly on that?
Well, our stand has always been clear on the issue of ABIA. One, we support the proposal put forward by the African Union High-Level Implementation Panel on 21st September 2012, which we believe is balanced, is fair, takes into account the concerns of all the communities on the ground, means both the Ngok-Dinka community and the Mithria community. Second, we are against any unilateral action. Any unilateral action is dangerous, irresponsible, and can reverse the progress we have made. And it is within that context that today we strongly condemn the so-called referendum organized by the leadership of the Ngok-Dinka community in Abiy.
What assurances is the AU going to give Africans on the continent about the AU's projection of 2020 to ensure that Africa becomes peaceful, stable, and without conflict?
Well, the assurance we can give is that of our determination, commitment to move forward. Having said that, peace is, of course, everybody's business. It involves the leadership of the continent. There is no doubt about it. It involves the relevant organizations, the African Union, the regional economic communities. But we also believe, and strongly, that it should involve every single African citizen. This is a responsibility that should be shared by the leaders, by the citizenry, by civil society organizations, by all stakeholders concerned on the African continent.